Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
On today's show of 360 Biz, we're talking Women's Month and celebrating the empowerment of women. Welcome to the show, and I'm your guest host, Jackie Pamote. Today's show is designed to inspire ambition and growth of female entrepreneurs, female hustlers, and professionals. We are taking over the shows from my brothers, Vulelani and Teboho, and unfortunately, they cannot do anything about it because it is Women's Month. Hello, gentlemen.
How are you, ma'am?
We're good. How are you?
No, good, thanks. I wonder how is it going to be, the show, I mean, full of ladies in studio. I think we've never had that.
Do you feel like we have hijacked your spot? Is your ego bruised?
As long as after this, we still have our job. What do you think?
Yeah. It's just beauty all around. It makes our life easier.
My goodness. Compliments. Compliments will always get you everywhere. You can catch us up on social media. Tweet us at cliffcentral.com. Facebook Cliff Central, and at our personal handles at Jackie Pamote, and I'll just tag a couple of ladies, that the beautiful, beautiful ladies that I have in studio, so that you also get their social media handles. I'm giving away 10 free tickets to Zonka's event this next weekend, so make sure you tag us, be in the conversation, call us as well at 0861-55189. Hello, ladies. I've got so beautiful, beautiful ladies. I've got Queen, Q, Arisha, and Alfie Puseletso. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Jackie.
How
are you?
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it a beautiful time to be celebrating women of great stature?
Definitely.
Oh, my. So, Arisha, I'm going to start with you. Just give us 10 seconds of your best words that you can say about yourself. Who are you? Where do you come from? Why are you celebrating Women's Month with us today?
Sure. First and foremost, I'm a child of the Most High God.
Absolutely.
I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm a businesswoman. I run a consultancy called Redefine Human Capital, and it's defining or redefining the way human capital is viewed in organizations. I started this business 3 years ago, as I saw there was a gap in the market. There were so many highly educated individuals that were unemployed. And I decided to start the business just to get more people employed and to work on learnerships and graduate programs. I'm also one of the founding members for an NGO called Visions of Joy. Mm-hmm. We do lots of work within Deep Sleep. We're currently building an aftercare center for the kids, to go to after school. So, yeah, that's who I am. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
That's a mouthful. You know, you sound like a woman who is really, really putting her claws into empowering women through your different initiatives and company. I'll be right back to you. I just want to also introduce my guest, Aus Queen. She's going to be part of the show for the next hour. So, Aus Queen, just give us a highlight of what it is that you do.
I'm an activist. Mm-hmm. I'm an activist for people's success and happiness in the workplace. People spend too much time at work.
Yeah, true.
Not to know how to hold the space for each other and to co-create powerfully for each other, success and happiness.
That's very true. I do agree with you in saying that. Sorry for cutting you in there. But women are so obsessed about getting their careers right that they actually forget that they need to go home, right?
It's not even about forgetting to go home. I think it's because the agency to be seen to be adequate for the workplace is putting a lot of pressure on women to focus at work at the expense of home. So I do that through coaching. Mm. I facilitate powerful leadership discussions and forums. And obviously Women's Month, some people will be rolling their eyes because it's Women's Month.
Yes.
When is Men's Month? So one of my passions is zooming into diversity.
Mm.
Because if we commit to co-creating a powerful space for success and happiness, we have to also acknowledge that we are so different.
Mm.
So happiness to you is different from happiness to me. What I need to be happy and what you need to be happy, different. So through my diversity and inclusion programs, I support people to unpack the power of diversity and how to hold the space for people who are different from them.
Oh, fantastic.
Especially women then, because then they are so different in the in business.
Very true. Thank you, Askreen. Now I just want to jump to Osbusaletu. I am obsessed with your top. What do you call that? This thing that you have on top.
Yeah, we can call it a top.
Is it a top?
Poncho.
Is it a poncho? Yeah. Speaking about what you're wearing, I want to also understand why is it so important that when it comes to clothing or things that we put on our body, it is people take it as it's part of your personality as a woman. Would you really say what you put on is who you are?
I would say actually it is, but however, it shouldn't define who you are because at the end of the day, who you are is from within, not from without.
Yeah.
However, whenever we talk about brand, we talk about the image, we talk about how you look and present yourself, it goes with things that you prefer putting on your clothes that when you were wearing, you feel so comfortable, very confident. However, clothing and external is things that shouldn't be the most what defined who you are. Your personality, the character that you are, it's what comes first before what you're wearing. However, wearing appropriately for your body is very important as a woman and representing yourself to how you want the world to receive you.
Okay, let's just touch on what you really do. What is it that you do?
You, I wear so many hats. I'm a businesswoman. I also am a business mentor. I work with an organization called The Hope Factory. I also own or founded an organization called Women Emancipate Yourself Foundation, which is mainly to help women like myself to unleash our potential, our talent, our skills in order to live a purposeful life. We know that all of us are masterpieces and we are created for greatness. So that lives within ourselves. It's just that we need someone to help unleash it and help us identify it in us.
We are live on cliffcentral.com. It's 15:14 and I've got four beautiful women in the studio. My name is Jackie Palmer and I'm your co-host for today. I just want to touch on an issue that really, really, really sits with me. A lot of people ask ourselves, why do we really need to celebrate women? Is it really important? And I'm going to throw this to Q. Q, you invited us today. Now, highlight why is it so important that we actually given a full month to celebrate our existence? Is it really necessary?
Thanks, Jackie. Thank you so much for having us. And I think, you know, as a young female entrepreneur, you know, celebrating females or celebrating women is so, so important. You know, we go through days to days. I mean, the ladies have spoken about how busy we are and how many different hats that we wear and how many different, you know, activities we're doing during the day. And just to have 1 month to just look at ourselves and say, you know what? Good job.
Yeah.
Well done for being you. Well done for what you've been doing. Well done for the family that you're raising. And just, you know, here, just have a month to you to celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we can't take away from the fact that it is, you know, politically one of the biggest, you know, political occasions that happened that gave us this day. We can't take that part away from it. But also it's just nice to sort of celebrate ourselves as women and just come together and,
oh my
appreciate
goodness.
It.
I'm so happy. I feel like giving away free tickets. I'm giving away 10 tickets to Zonka's event this next weekend. Make sure you tweet us, hashtag us. We are live on cliffcentral.com. Our Twitter handle is @cliffcentral.com. And we are on Facebook's Cliff Central. And WeChat ID is Cliff Central. Call us on 0861-55189. Now I'm going to throw this question to Aisha. Aisha, why do you think that women have been suppressed over so many issues in South Africa? Why? What is it about us that puts us in a position where we always find ourselves suppressed?
You know, in preparing for this afternoon, I actually just went to Stats SA just to look at the stats to see where we are as a country. And the stats were released about a month ago. In South Africa, there's 55.6 million people.
Shoot.
Out of that group, 51% are women. So there's more women than men in South Africa.
True.
Unemployment at the moment in South Africa is 26.6. Unemployment with the youth is 53.7%.
Oh, man.
So now you've got people coming through the system from a trick, from university. They can't get work. What do they do? You know, I don't know if you recall when you were a student, mm. you could do some vac work at a retail store, you know, stock taking.
Stock taking, yeah.
Those jobs aren't there anymore for school leavers. Yeah. Those jobs are now there permanent people actually work in those roles. So how does a youngster coming through the system get a job? And definitely this would affect women. In the rural communities as well, some girls don't even finish matric. Mm. So what happens is they're always either in entry-level positions, they can never just get past a certain level in their lives. And yes, they would need to have kids, they would need to look after the kids because they are the caregivers, or mostly usually the caregivers. Mm. And that really just, and it's not just in South Africa, it's in Africa, it's global.
Issue. Mm.
That's it.
So, which brings me to my one topic that I want us to really tackle this afternoon is that the issue of mentorship. What is really mentorship? Is it us taking a girl child, helping them throughout the day, showing them what we do? Is it personal conversations that we have with this girl child if we were to take a girl child? Giving them documentation to say, you know what, I don't have time to really sit down and educate you on social issues or any career platforms. Read this document or read this book, you'll be okay. So what is mentorship and how can we deal with that, Auspicelis?
In the context that I work with, because we are mentoring entrepreneurs who are South African and also running businesses for over 2 years, when it comes to mentorship, we are actually, as the Hope Factory, we are saying is the ability to teach new skills, to coach, to improve existing skills, and to give direction as it is required to in order to empower an individual without creating a codependence. Mm. So basically what that means is ability to help them create their path, set their goals, and give us their dreams, but we are keeping them accountable in delivering those dreams, in living those dreams and achieving them. And ability to also upskill them in areas of lack where we identify the need for us to equip them with skills, we keep them with information, and also linking them to the market where they can be able to trade and do business.
Okay, you host a range of seminars, different kinds, but you've got one in particular called The Difference You Make Seminar 2016. That's going to be on the 9th of August. What is that about?
We are celebrating women who are making an impact in our communities. Time has come that we have to celebrate one another.
Mm.
If we are for empowerment, we have to stand together towards one common goal. This is the day where we're saying, you are a woman of influence wherever you are. It could be at work, it could be in a company that you're running, and it could be in an NGO or CSI project that you are busy with. Sometimes we limit ourselves in believing that we are influential because there are people out there who are looking up to us. It starts with where we are. It starts with you are knowing that you are a woman of stature, a woman who is influential and who stands to be a leader or in your own right. So if you start with self, it has a ripple effect. And our children look up to us and our sisters and everyone else. So we shouldn't take ourselves for granted, because at this point, every woman is unique, every woman is talented, every woman has something to offer.
That's very true. I so agree, because we sit in an environment or in society where society tries to force you to be somebody that you really are not. And the more you want to voice out your opinion, your ideas or your ideologies or anything like that, they find ways of saying it's either you're weak, you're emotional, you're not objective. So therefore, they can still suppress your mind in that way. So you don't come out to be the woman that you actually really intended to be. True, right? So what I also want to know, the issue of personal identity amongst women, is it lack of confidence that we get to a point where we can't identify with who we really are, or is it esteem issues, or is growing up in environments where you are not able to really get your personality out, who you want to be out, or is it just women are just vulnerable? Is that true? I just want to understand, where do we get the personal identity character from, where we can really just say, okay, this is who I am, and I'm influenced by so-so and so-and-so, but I can still stand up for myself. Queen. I've got a Puseletta in my head because my sister's Puseletta. So every time I think of a Puseletta, I'm like, oh, the sister that I call every day, all the time. So, us Queen, can you just give us light into your personal identity and how we can really just grow into our identities or characters without feeling fearful to become who we want to be?
I think it's not a gender thing, the self-esteem thing. Everything that you've listed that influences how we eventually see ourselves is relevant in how we see ourselves. And when you look at women, you find very outgoing women. You find very timid women. True. When you look at men, you find very outgoing men. You find very timid men.
True.
So it says something about the universal oven that creates all of us. And that universal oven that creates all of us is firstly our family environment. If you come from an environment where I come from, where my father always said, my girls will be kick-ass every day forever. You become kick-ass. And it's not because you're a girl or you're a boy.
That's very
it's
true.
It's because your father demands that of you.
That's very true. I found that a lot in myself where I just feel like I need to be aggressive all the time.
Because father said or mother said, yay, yay, go and fight. And then in next door, dad is saying, girls will not be heard. Girls must be like Dinompopi. You must pack yourself, you must sit there quietly. It's not ladylike to be heard. It's not ladylike to kick and scream and shout. So I really am appealing. When we get into the woman discourse, I'm appealing that one of the agendas that we take on is to demystify all the generalizations that we are happily accepting as women.
Yeah.
We must look for that women are people first.
True.
And because the minute we take away all these generalizations, that get the discussion stuck there. Because these generalizations, every day we have a whole month, and all we do is we entertain generalizations.
Yeah.
Therefore, we not getting to a point where we start talking about what we want to create. My appeal, if this is the only appeal for the rest of my life, guys, women, let's not accept the generalizations.
Yeah.
Let's look at ourselves as women with different roles, because there you can differentiate women from men. The natural different roles are we nurture, we carry children, we nurse children. Therefore, naturally, we are the ones who've got the natural role of looking after. Let's talk about how to powerfully use that looking after, the nurturing, because we then have a very powerful position in the society where we can be influential, not only to girl children but to boy children. My son is always saying, Mama, this is unfair. We have girl children, take a girl child to school. When do we take boy child to? Who's looking after me?
Yes.
Who's fussing about me?
Yeah.
And you go to jails, you go to prisons, who is there? It's our boy children.
Yes.
Because of the generalization that boy children don't need support. They are macho, they are strong, they are this, they are that.
So we must also get into to a habit of teaching men on how to treat women, right?
We need to teach women how to treat men. We need to teach men how to treat women.
That's very true.
We need to teach people how to treat each other.
Because we also find ourselves in a position where we just ostracize the boy child because we feel that they know everything. They've got the structure. They're strong.
Who taught them? Where?
My question exactly, because when the boy child, perhaps, for instance, if they hit a girl at school, it is perceived as you're defending yourself, you're strong. Nobody says, hey, that's actually not correct. Even if you're a boy or you're a man or you're a guy, you cannot be treating her that way.
You cannot even be treating another boy that way.
Yay.
Because when boys do that to boys, we call that bullying.
Oh, my goodness. If I hear the word bullying again, I'll probably become a bully. Because because we are so quick to give actions words without actually fixing the problem. You know, we want to label each and every issue, but we do not want to fix the problems. Q, would you agree that for a woman to really come into their own, they need to know who they are?
Absolutely. And I think it's a journey that we're taking every day as well. As women, as men, as individuals, you know, you need to know who you are. And again, that's why it's so important to have a mentor, to have a mentorship program, to have somebody that you're looking up to and say, listen, this is what I'm going through right now. You know, help me. How can I, you know, best maneuver this situation? I think growing is a daily thing. And I don't think there's sort of an end point to that specific one.
Which brings me to our topic today, which is, women professionals and entrepreneurs. How do we really start grooming women to become entrepreneurial? Ayesha?
Well, entrepreneurship is not for everyone. And I love the fact that because we've got such a high unemployment rate, everyone says, well, you should become an entrepreneur. It's actually a very tough journey. And it's not everyone's desire to become an entrepreneur. True. That being said, what I would encourage people to do is to find out what is their purpose. Why am I here? You know, why am I existing in this world? What can I do? How can my life be an expression of something bigger and greater than myself? And I think once we actually get to what the person's purpose is, then it's easier. Then it's okay, fine. You know, a few years ago, I went on a quest to find out what my purpose was. And it was very interesting.
Introspection moments.
Introspection. I went on training. But the funniest thing is, if you ask someone what their purpose is, their voice will tell them, this is your purpose. And the ones that your brain will be like, no, that can't be my purpose. Really? No. But on this course that I went to, there were about 60 people.
Yeah.
And the question was asked to us, what's your life purpose?
That's also so very difficult to really break down and see. What does it really mean to have a purpose and you living within your purpose? What did you find out on your trip, though?
Well, you know, there's lots of interpretations regarding purpose. I mean, for some people, it's a spiritual calling. For some people, it's a higher instruction from God. But a life purpose is really, it's a life purpose is simply your life's message. The message that you wish to drive in the world during your existence on the earth. And it's not that difficult. So it's your life mission statement or your purpose statement. And it's not that difficult to actually find out what your purpose is. So when I mentor youngsters or when I mentor businesses, I just say to them, take some time out, 45 minutes to an hour, sit in a room, journal it. Ask yourself, what is my life purpose? If nothing comes up, right, nothing's coming up. But sit and keep on asking yourself that question, and something will show up. And you know, you'll get that aha. So in this training course that I went to, it was people of different denominations, different religious backgrounds. There were atheists. It was South Africa at large. And I loved was everyone did, after 4 or 5 hours, come through and say what their purpose was. And all their purpose, every single person's purpose, in whatever form or shape, was love.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, so, so fundamental. If you have just tuned in, we are live on cliffcentral.com. And if you think we have hijacked the show, that is very true. I'm your guest host, Jackie Pamota, and today's show is designed to inspire the ambition and growth of female entrepreneurs and female hustlers and young professionals. I have a panel of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women by the names of Queen, Ayesha, Puseletso, and Q. Ladies, we have pressing issues that we need to discuss just after the 3:30 news. That was giving me like more time. My goodness. Hit us up on social media or even call us on 0861 55189. Twitter is CliffCentral.com. Facebook is Cliff Central. WeChat ID is Cliff Central and at Jackie Pamote. We are live on CliffCentral.com and today I'm your guest host, Jackie Pamote. And today's show is designed to inspire the ambition and growth of female entrepreneurs, female hustlers, and professionals. If you are not listening to the last 30 minutes, don't despair. We've got a good 30-minute catch-up session that we can play with you. Hit us up on social media. Call us on 0861-55189 at cliffcentral.com on Twitter, Facebook, Cliff Central, WeChat ID, Cliff Central. I'm giving away so many tickets, and I'm going to be reading some of your tweets. Make sure that you also call us to win yourself ticket concert to Zonke. The events that I have for you are just crazy. I'm going to give you a breakdown of the events and the tickets, but make sure that you call us in the next couple of minutes. I've got beautiful ladies in the studio today, and their names are Queen, Arisha, Puseleto, and Q. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you guys have something to drink, something to put you in the mood? Because it's Women's Month. We feel like celebrating. We've got a lot to celebrate. And referring back to the song that was just playing, Tell My Story. We have a lot to share. We want to be heard. We want to be identified as beautiful, proud, hardworking African women. It is about time we really change the narrative of a woman in Africa. The pictures that are portrayed of us, if you Google Africa and you say African woman, we see pictures of skinny, dirty, overweight, badly portrayed women. And those are the things we need to start communicating differently when we put ourselves out there as women. Correct. Ask for Seleto. How do I become a woman of influence?
Ask Queen.
What are you going to take it? How do I become a woman of influence?
I believe that what was said earlier, the importance of knowing who you are plays such an important role. And the biggest asset is when you're not competing with anybody.
When you just define
yourself for you, and that definition of who you are for you really gives you the confidence to know how best, for instance, to package yourself, how best to live with your personality traits, whether people describe them as bad or good, to know how to live with them, and to also then connect them to your purpose. Because when you take who you are and you package it in a way that you use it to deliver your purpose, you're aligned and congruent.
Oh my goodness.
Therefore, even if you're the craziest, the weirdest person, people will always experience the wholeness that you bring. Because personalities, I believe that God gave us crazy personalities, some of us, so that we do what we need to do. I always say, when I was growing up, people used to say, you talk too much.
That's me.
People used to say, you are so loud.
That's me.
And if I look at these two skills, if I didn't have these two skills, how would I train big groups? How would I facilitate? How would I talk the whole day?
Yay.
So there's a reason why I talk too much.
Reason behind your birth.
Exactly. Mm. And then my choice to talk, to choose what I talk about, to add value, to live my purpose. So when we just spend time looking at who am I, what is this, how does it show up, how do people experience it, what do I want to do with it, how do I align it to my purpose, then in the process, you're busy designing and putting together your brand. Because when people talk about you, they say, Queen Ofing.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. On that note, us Queen, I'm giving away tickets to the Lunch with the Business Experts taking place on Saturday at Infinity Business Park in Four Ways, and also tickets to Zonke's Zabasadi Festival, also coming up this weekend. Tweet me, hashtag at cliffcentral.com and Facebook Cliff Central, WeChat ID Cliff Central. Call me on 0861-5518, and I'm your beautiful host, Jackie Pamose. And I've got like so many things that I want to ask this woman. Make sure that you call us so that we can also hear your opinion about Women's Month. It's 15:41 on the dot. Welcome. This is Cliff Central with you, me, your host, Jackie Pamose. Auspuselit, tell us, how important is your hair to you? What does your hair say about you as a woman?
Currently, my hair says I'm natural.
Natural,
I'm beautiful because I keep it as natural as possible.
Yeah. I'm asking this. Don't say I'm putting you on the spot, because you and I have different hair textures and different hairstyles. Mm. And throughout the history of women in Africa, hair has evolved so much to a point where it has been commercialized, right? Mm-hmm. You find women buying Brazilian hair for 18,000-20,000 rand. But for some reason, I do not understand, how does that really speak to the person you are?
True.
So I'm asking you have the hair that you have on. She has, it's braided hair, I believe underneath it's natural, right? And then it's braided hair with different colors. It's almost like a reddish blackish in between, right? Am I correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can be colorblind sometimes. So it's that kind of color. But what does it say? When you did your hairstyle, what were you hoping to achieve as a woman? Was it a fashion thing? Or was it psychological to say, you know what, I'm tired of doing my hair this way. I want to change my appearance this way, which also inculcates my identity.
Yes, it says so many things. It says your character. It says your personality. Mm. And it also basically is how you carry it. It's not how it carries you.
My goodness. So, I wish a young woman would hear that because... Women now, teens in particular, young women, teens and young women, we have a hair fetish or hair obsession. And if my hair is not right, I'm not going to school. If my hair is not right, I'm not going on a date. If my hair is not right, I can't be seen at work this way. And we have gotten to a point where now the hair and the duk, you guys know the duk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have become such a huge, huge, huge deal. If you're wearing some kind of duk, it's either you're too African and people will ostracize you automatically. If you've got a long weave or long braids, people perceive you to have money, right? And then people just don't have hair, or you go with your cheese scope or you go with raggedy hair like mine. People just regard you as nonsensical. Arisha, Mom Queen, what are your thoughts on these issues? Have we really become so shallow as a society?
Can I share with you?
Mm.
My hair is almost white.
Oh.
I've got gray hair for days. Sometimes I look at it, it's like a serious joke that the universe is playing on me. And I take after my mom.
Oh.
And just to take you into a secret today,
mm.
I woke up early, I was rushing, and I forgot my clips and everything. So what did I do? I bought this and I put it on my head.
Oh my goodness.
So I live with my gray hair. I comb it. It's fine. I live with it. And I also love the color that comes with the duk. So for me, who you are, it's all of that. I can stand in front of people every day and I even forget that I have gray hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people say, wow. So the one guy said the other day, you remind me of my grandmother. And I said, hey, when? Do you have a grandmother like me? But it's the hair. It's super gray.
Mm.
And it's just who I am. And it's not, it doesn't have to be black or red or what for me to be comfortable in my skin.
Definitely.
It's just my hair.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, when I interview candidates, for example, I think people place so much emphasis on the body.
Mm.
And when I find a great candidate, it's not the body. Mm. I mean, we are spirit beings housed in a body with a soul. So if I can make that connection, then I know that this is the right person. Yes, obviously from a recruitment perspective, to show up in the world, you need to look good. But that cannot be an obsession.
No, definitely. And you find women who can't go out in the street without having their hair done. And, you know, it goes with clothing as well. I always say the moment you find somebody else's name, when you're wearing it, it makes you more powerful. You have just lost yourself.
That's it.
Because you need to know that you are powerful whether you are wearing the brand or not. Yeah. You are the brand.
Exactly.
So that needs to come out, and everybody should understand it, that these things, we give them purpose, they don't give us purpose.
Very true. You know, very true.
They are not defining who we are, but we are just making them look beautiful on us because we are already beautiful.
Amen.
So it's about how we carry ourselves and how our, like you said, the spiritual being. That's who we are. I mean, at the end of the day, let me tell you, whether you have the hair or you don't have the hair, you are a phenomenal woman.
Oh, man. That is for greatness. So true. That is so true. What brings me to a beautiful lady called Beth Malache. She's hosting a lunch with business experts taking place on Saturday at Infinity Business Park in Four Ways. Hello, Beth. This is Jackie, darling. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh my goodness, I actually know you, but I'm not even gonna like tell you from where. Let's get right into it. Tell us more about the. Tell us more about your lunch on Saturday.
Say again.
Tell us more about your lunch on Saturday. The lunch with business experts taking place this Saturday at Infinity Business Park in Four Ways.
Yes. It's basically an event for entrepreneurs and basically for people who want to grow their businesses. Mm. We've put together 5 business experts who are going to be talking more about the challenges that normal SMEs face. Mm. That is how to raise capital for your startup, mastering your niche, how to successfully transition from being an employee to being an entrepreneur without having to rely on your CV, the secrets of how to triple your sales, what's possible through outsourcing, PR and social media strategies that really work, how to increase profit through customer service, and also, which is very important, how to be emotionally ready and equipped to run a successful business.
Darling Beth, if I'm a young woman and I'm sitting in the corner in Soweto and I'm dying to know who are your speakers, who are going to be the people educating me about all these beautiful, beautiful topics that you just mentioned, who are the speakers for this event?
Okay, we've got Marang Marikimani, who is a business strategist. She calls herself MacGyver of business, and it's true, because I know she has helped me a lot. We've got Puneet Dimeja, who is currently my business coach. He does life and business coaching. We've got Barry Michel, who is an expert in sales and leadership. We've got Terry Flack, who is a branding and marketing specialist. We've got Marilyn Scott. Her company is called Authentic Me. So I think she would be more focused on the emotional. On the emotional readiness and equipment of, you know, running a successful business. And then we've got Anushka Bhima Singh. She is an unconventional attorney and she is a social entrepreneur as well. So she would be also touching more about how to transition from being an employee to being a successful entrepreneur, because she was an employee before. She knows the whole drill. And then,
that sounds like a fantastic lineup. So I've got a few pennies to spend. How much is the entrance?
It's 100 rand, which does not include lunch, and the 450, which does include lunch.
Okay.
And we don't accept any payments on the door.
So how do we get tickets? Are they at CompuTickets, or is there a contact person that we can contact to get tickets, or who's the direct? What is the direct link to get us the tickets?
You can go to my website, www.wealthlettermagazine.com, and you'll see a link to the event stay on the homepage. Or you can go to Quickit, Quickit. Just type lunch with business experts, and then the event will pop up. Or you can email me directly, which is best, at wealthlettermagazine.com.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday at the Lunch with Business Experts, taking place at Infinity Business Park Four Ways. Thank you so much, Beth Malache. And my goodness, this sounds like an event that many, many women would love to come to. And we hope that you have a successful event, and happy Women's Month to you. Aspuselito, you're also giving information about your event, right?
Yes.
You're going to give my listeners free tickets?
Of course.
How many?
I'll give 2.
Can I bribe for 4?
Four.
Four?
Give me an hour of airtime.
When is your event again?
This event is taking place on the 9th, which is Tuesday next week, and is taking place at Allen Cray, which is one of our partners that have been supporting us for the past 6 years. They have believed in our dream and they've always supported us. So they are hosting us at their venue in Rosebank.
Oh my goodness, and the speakers are?
The speakers, we have Busir Rapekwan, who is one of the business mentors, but an executive at the Hope Factory, and speaking about mentorship and the purpose of you finding a mentor. We have Charles Ngubeni, who is one of the millionaires in the country, but a pastor at the same time, but who has given his life into developing other leaders. And we have Lloyd Mudimukhale, of course, is his hobby, but at the end of the day, behind every successful woman, there's a backbone.
That's very true. How much is the entrance?
And the entrance is 250, And the tickets are actually that we'll be giving. People can attend and they can contact us on our Facebook page, which is WEY Foundation. Otherwise, they can get us on our website, which is way.co.za. WEY.co.za. They can contact me. And I don't know how you're going to give these tickets, because we will need to know the names. We are almost fully booked. We are only closing the bookings tomorrow.
If you want those tickets, we are live on cliffcentral.com. Make sure that you tweet us for those extra tickets to Oscar Selector's event, and the tickets to Zonke Tsabasadi Festival, and also the Lunch with Business Experts taking place on Saturday. And make sure you tweet us at cliffcentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, WeChat Cliff Central, and at Jackie Pamotse. My goodness, time flies because we're almost out of here. But I want to touch on one or two things before I let my ladies go. Women's Month. Who really dictates if it's Women's Month? Did we ask for it? Did men give us? Are we accepting it? And how are we going to celebrate it? Arisha, how are you celebrating Women's Month?
Well, I'm actually just doing lots of things within the community. So I'm trying to spoil a lot of older ladies. And I've got a series of events throughout the month just focusing on moms and aunts and ladies within the old age homes. I also have a women's conference that I'm attending as well, which is going to be super awesome. I'm just really excited about that. But for me, Women's Month is really just celebrating myself and other women as well, and just sharing the love.
We have beautiful, beautiful women in studio. We have really just kidnapped or hijacked or just threw ourselves into the 360 Biz show, stealing it from Bulelani and Tewoho. Sorry, guys. But if you are on Twitter, hashtag us, tweet us, so that we can get to you those tickets. Make sure that you tweet us your name or an email address so that we can send them to you. But just a word of encouragement, ladies. We've got lots of listeners. I just want you to wrap it up. I'm going to start with Q. Words of encouragement to beautiful African ladies that are also celebrating Women's Month. 10 seconds. I don't even want you to breathe in between.
Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to say, so it's fine. So for me, don't be afraid to ask for help. As a female entrepreneur, you know, we spend so much time working and pushing and hustling. Don't be afraid to stop and ask for help, be it from a mentor, from, you know, another entrepreneur. Pick up your hand and say, I need help, if you need help.
Yeah. Ask for a little.
Don't undermine the power that you have within yourself. Allow yourself to bring the best out of yourself. Allow yourself to light other people's lamps, and be yourself, because there's nothing that is so important of being as you being the true you.
Oh my goodness, mother queen.
I want to share a distinction in closing and say, there are entrepreneurs and there are intrapreneurs. And the one quality with both is that you can identify an opportunity and turn it into a result, a benefit for all. So intrapreneurs are entrepreneurs who are employed. So continue to kick ass, continue to see opportunities, turn them into results for yourselves and for the businesses that you work for, because employees are still entrepreneurs. And as entrepreneurs who are independent, who are creating your own businesses, continue to see opportunities and transfer them and translate them into success for all. So be an entrepreneur, kick ass, and let's make the world a better place.
My goodness, isn't that a masterpiece of wisdom? Aisha.
All right, be bold, be the fearless lioness that you were meant to be. You know, the best things in life come with perseverance and effort. Although you find out what your purpose is, develop your strategy and your action plan. And the most important thing is to live your purpose every day to your best ability within your situation, because there's no better way that you can do it.
My goodness, just so that our listeners can get back to you if they want to speak to you, if they want to communicate with you, if they want to be aligned with your business, your social media and contact details, Aisha.
Our website is www.redefinehumancapital.co.za. My Twitter handle is Arisha Luhanga. Facebook is Arisha Luhanga as well, and LinkedIn.
darling Mama Queen, your social media handles, just in case our listeners are dying to get words of wisdom from you.
My website address, it's www.theto.co.za. And Q knows the Facebook.
And her Facebook is Theto Leadership and Coaching Academy, as well as on Twitter at Theto_Academy.
I love that. Women helping us, helping each other.
Yes.
And I'll facilitate your contact details are as?
My Twitter handle is Gamma for Leth, or we can go for Women Emancipate. And Facebook, you find me at Puseletso Maiten Modimogale.
My goodness, this is the 360 Biz, and we were really talking about Women's Month and celebrating the empowerment of women. I was your beautiful host, Jackie Pamodze. If you don't know, this is the first lady of More Fire. Contact us on 0861551818 to get those tickets. They're running out very quickly. The events are really going to be jam-packed. I was happy to be your host. And last words from me as your guest host today is that just believe in yourself. Work very hard. Be determined. Don't be apologetic about who you are. Work to a point where people just know who you are about, what you are about, who and what you stand for. Don't compromise yourself for small little things or material things that just come and go. If you're an entrepreneur, be about your business. If you're about people empowerment, be about that. If you are a person who just loves giving back, just stand for that. Do not be apologetic about what you want to do. And just in closing, thank you to my brothers, Bulelani, Balabala, and Teboho. This was a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And I'm going to close it off with a song that I absolutely love by Mzee and Rafiki. It's called We Are All African. Signing out. Bye, darlings.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.